We're going to begin reading here in verse 23 and take it through verse 31. And as we prepare to look at this, remember, as always, we practice open communion. So if you have received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior and you follow the Lord in believer's baptism, very important is believer's baptism. You need to be lined up with us how we believe in believer's baptism. We invite you to participate in communion with us this evening. Amen? Let's all stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 23, and we'll take it through verse 31. If you found that this evening, would you say amen? Paul's letter to the church at Corinth here, he says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves," what does it say there? "For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another." That means wait on each other. Amen? Serve one another. "And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye may not, that ye come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. We thank you, Lord, that we can gather together, that we can sing praises to your name, that we can have a concert of prayer, a testimony of praise. And Lord, we can bind our hearts together with your heart as we seek to remember and observe the Lord's Supper tonight. It's in your name we pray. And everyone said, amen. Y'all may be seated. What I want you to do at this time is just bow your head, and close your eyes, and we're going to have just a series of prayers tonight, personal prayer time. And the first thing I want you to do is just take a few moments to praise God quietly. If you want to whisper your praise, you're more than welcome to whisper your praise. You know, don't be a distraction to your neighbor. Allow your neighbor to have focus and be able to pray. But at this time, let's take some moments and just praise God for who He is. Praise Jesus. Praise Him tonight. Now that we've had opportunity to offer up some praise to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, let's take a few moments to now thank Him. We praise Him for who He is. We thank Him for what He's done, for what He's given to us. And many of you have offered testimony tonight, but there's certainly more things to thank God for. So let's take a few moments to privately, as a body of believers, thank Him for the goodness, the things that He's done for us, the things that He's done with us, the blessings He's given. As we have been conduits tonight and vessels tonight of the person of the Holy Spirit and in prayers of praise and in prayers of thanksgiving tonight, now it's time to turn our attention to our own personal walk. Where are we failing the Lord? Where are we sinning against His Word? Where have we? What are the weaknesses in our lives that we're not allowing God to help us shore up? This is a time now of personal confession, personal repentance, a personal time of just laying some things down, making the slate clean before we receive the elements. And Jeremiah, if you want to start some music just real softly in the background. Altars are open. You don't feel like you have to stay in your seat. If you feel like the Lord's leading you to come down front, you're more than welcome to come down front. You come and pray, confess, get your heart right, get your heart clean. We'll take some moments to do that. Self-examination, it's a good thing, isn't it? Amen. As our deacons come to prepare the elements tonight, let us always be reminded that Jesus never asked us to remember His birth, but He's always asked us to do what? To remember His death. To remember His death. We don't have seven sacraments as Catholics do. We have two ordinances. One is the ordinance of baptism. The other one is the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. Romans chapter 6, verse 4 says, "Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Both ordinances, baptism and the Lord's Supper, are wrapped intertwined with this incredible idea that God has died for you. Amen. That He climbed voluntarily on a cross and allowed 9-inch nails, some length around there, to be driven into His hands and into His feet, and to be hoisted up on an old wooden cross, dropped in a hole with a spear through His side and a crown of thorns on His head, so that His shed blood might be the ultimate covering for mine and your sin. Amen? That's what we're remembering tonight. The institution of that supper, what that supper stands for, and who the supper is for. It's for the church, amen? As a reminder, as just a, hey, let's clear our minds, let's clear our heads. This is who we are. We are the redeemed. He has paid for us with His blood, amen? If you'll all stand, these guys are going to present the elements to you. You take a bread and you take a cup and you just fill the area down here at the altar. If you want to come up on the platform, you're more than welcome. Fill the aisles. If you want to sit down in these first few pews, you're more than welcome to do that. But it's Sunday night. It's family night, so we're going to take the elements in a very family way. So come on down and get your elements. Everyone has an opportunity to receive the elements tonight. These elements symbolize some great power, some great love, some great sacrifice. I'm amazed. I've been on the water when there's been a storm. Storms are tough on the water, are they not? They shake you to your core, especially when you're in not a very big boat. You know, you start looking for shore real quick. I can just imagine these guys in this small fishing vessel trying to cross the Sea of Galilee. And it's evening. The Bible says it's even. It's evening time. And that old storm rolls off of Mount Hermon. That old cold air mixes with that hot air, and the thunder and the lightning, it's just pitch black, and then a lightning strike. Jesus asleep in the boat. Well, those storms are, Jesus knows how to get through them.
Amen.
The greatest storm was the storm of sin that Jesus went through on Calvary's cross. The Bible says it turned dark, turned black. He's hanging up there on the cross, his body beaten and bruised, beard plucked, the weight of all humanity's sins pressing down upon him. And he just keeps trucking through the darkness because he is the light.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to thank him for this bread, this body, and then we'll partake of it. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Let's pray and then we'll eat. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you and we thank you for the gift and the sacrifice of Jesus, your Son. And Jesus, we thank you tonight for your willingness to go to the cross, to take our place, to be nailed, to be beaten, to be scourged, to be mocked, to be spat upon, to have your beard plucked from your face, to have your face slapped and punched, to be kicked and humiliated and made fun of, mocked. Thank you that you paid that penalty for us. You willingly went. You allowed your body to be nailed to that cross. We praise you and we thank you for the great gift, the great sacrifice, and what it means to us. We remember tonight. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Let's see. You. We think about the cup tonight. The Word of God says, after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you also show the Lord's death till he comes. Amen. I think we have a promise in Scripture that he's not going to take this cup again until the marriage supper of the Lamb. We'll all be there. Those saved in Christ will be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. When the Father hands the bride, us, the bride of Christ, to the Son, we're going to be there. It'll be a special cup. Amen. It'll be a special cup. And we continue to remember and participate in, to bind our hearts together with his as we think about it. Amen. Boy, it's special. It's great to do this on Sunday morning. Don't get me wrong, but it's a good time to do it on Sunday night. Amen. Take this to bed with us. Wake up Monday morning with the thoughts that are still in our mind, in our heart, in our soul. Well, don't ever doubt that Jesus doesn't love you.
Amen.
Don't ever doubt that he doesn't care about you. He shed his blood on Calvary's cross for you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let's thank him for his cup, and then we'll partake. Our Heavenly Father, again, we come. We thank you for the shed blood of Christ. Person of the Holy Spirit, we thank you tonight that you've anointed the service, this time tonight, that you are drawing us together as one body of believers, drawing us to Jesus' side. We know that Jesus is manifest here this evening as we remember, as we observe, as we celebrate the Lord's Supper. Very serious yet celebratory mood. We rejoice in the cup before us. Thank you that this cup is a new covenant. This cup, what it represents, seals us for the day of redemption. Your blood. Thank you that it covers our sin. It makes a way. When God the Father looks at us, He sees His Son. We praise you for that. It's all because of the blood and the life, the body. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you've given. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, Jeremiah, why don't you find us His Amazing Grace in this hymnal?
343.
All right, why don't we sing the first and the last of that, brother, and then we will be dismissed tonight.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved the
Have an awesome week. Yeah, give the Lord a hand. Amen.